From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting to reclaim the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants say they have retaken a dozen villages outside the city. On the second day of the offensive, fighting remained on the outskirts of Mosul. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke to reporters in Washington Tuesday.
I am confident that we can succeed, although it's going to be a tough fight and a difficult fight. It is Iraqis who are doing the fighting, and they are performing effectively and bravely.
Meanwhile, the United Nations says it has not yet seen the expected outflow of residents from Mosul. Margaret Bashir reports.
Updating reporters on Tuesday, UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said so far there has not been any significant displacement.
Movements out of the city have been limited, and displacement is anticipated to become more significant in the coming weeks.
The UN has six emergency centers running near Mosul, which can receive up to 60,000 people. They expect to have 22 centers operating within the next few weeks that could accommodate more than 400,000 people. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Russia says its forces and those of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have stopped bombing the Syrian city of Aleppo ahead of a humanitarian pause planned for Thursday. An Iranian prosecutor says an Iranian-American businessman and his 80-year-old father have each been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran for espionage. The Mizan News Agency reported Siamak Namazi and his father, Bakir, were convicted of, quoting now, cooperating with a hostile American government. Both have dual citizenship. This is VOA News.